Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Foodomania. This is Stuarto, Chef Stuarto as I'm known. And today is a really great day. Today we're going to be doing the Brunch Bunch. So welcome everybody. And it is, you know, getting close to the holiday, a couple of more days. So this is a really good time to try this incredible meal out. There's so many different things that people do for brunches. So the definition of brunch is the meal that happens sometime between breakfast and lunch. And most of the time, it usually happens either late in the morning or after the lunchtime. You know, most people will get up early, have some breakfast, or lunchtime's usually around noon in most cases. This is a meal that you can do a little bit later in the afternoon if you want to. After you may have had a little bit of a sort of a continental breakfast in the morning, maybe just starting out early with a little orange juice and a little a croissant or maybe a little café. And started out that way. So there's a whole bunch of incredible, you know, things that people do for brunches. And today we're going to be traveling a little bit around the country with some ideas that I think you'll really, really like. Let's start out with what I think is really one of the greatest, you know, concepts in the world for breakfast. And that is just mixing some different tastes that you've never tasted before. Now, let me tell you a couple of things first. If you'd like to call in today, you can call me at 323-580-5779 right now and join the conversation at any time. Now also, when you're writing some of this down or you're listening, don't fret because I will give you lots of information and a way that you can absolutely 100% get these recipes in hard copy. So therefore, if you're writing or I'm talking too fast, don't fret because we'll do it. First, I want to say thank you to everybody for last week and all the nice response I got for the really, really cool feast that we did. And the Middle Eastern feast was definitely enjoyed by several people, according to the emails I've gotten. So thank you very much, and I hope that you enjoyed it. And feel free to write me again and ask me any more questions or any ideas that you think you'd like to know about to make it even better next time. Okay, when we start out, we're going to look at a breakfast item or a brunch item that a lot of people have had in a lot of different ways, and it's usually called a Benedict or an Eggs Benedict. And you've seen it done in a lot of different ways over different places. Sometimes they'll use a really thin piece of ham. Sometimes they'll do a different kind of a hollandaise sauce. Generally, the egg is poached, and the bread component is an English muffin. Well, I took a turn on that incredible brunch idea, and I came up with something that I really like, and it's a little bit different. Now, in the Northwest, we're fortunate enough to have a lot of different salmon. There are some people that just love it and can never get enough of it, and there are some people that actually, thank you very much, have had quite enough of it because it's the fish in the Northwest. And anytime anybody comes to visit from another part of the country, they're always thinking about salmon. And let me tell you, if you have a good salmon and you get used to having it, you can never get enough of it, especially if you cook it the right way. Lots of you have heard my little food minute called Salmon in a Tendon. I've gotten great response from people who have tried that recipe. There's so many great recipes that you develop, especially in the Northwest. Everybody has their own little way of doing it. Well, when it comes to Eggs Benedict, it's the same thing. I came up with my take on it. Some people have called a similar version Eggs Northwest, which usually what they do is they substitute some smoked salmon, the ham component in the Eggs Benedict. Okay, that's great. I thought that was kind of a cool idea. But I had to marry what I remember from my childhood, which growing up in New York, in Brooklyn, at the delicatessen, it was always eggs, lox, tomatoes, onions, and eggs. And it was just a scramble. It was really, really delicious. And I thought years later, wow, I never knew what hollandaise sauce was growing up. And when I finally discovered that, it was really something. At first, when you think about people think about hollandaise, they think of it in the sense of raw eggs because it really does just look like an egg that you possibly scrambled up in most cases. But I'm going to teach you how to make that this morning, and I'm going to tell you a secret. Once you make it the way I tell you how to make it, you'll never want to be without it. So the first thing we're going to do is do something that I called, instead of Eggs Benedict, I called it Eggs Goldstein, in honor of all my friends back in Brooklyn and Queens and New York, all my Jewish friends who grew up on the same thing, Eastern European friends, and actually transcended over to all the other, sort of nationalities that people came up with as far as combinations. And it was great. But my biggest recollection is going to the Jewish deli when I was little and having fresh lox, nova, thinly sliced with cream cheese over a bagel. So I thought I would marry that with something that my dad used to do. And he used to always take a tomato and some onions and chop them up and saute them in a little butter, and then he'd add his egg, and then he'd put the, you know, pieces of lox in it, and it would cook really quickly, and that was our wonderful breakfast. So I thought I'd deck it out a little bit and came up with something called Eggs Goldstein. If you want to see a picture of this, you can go to my Kitchen Cuisine Facebook page. That's Kitchen Cuisine with Chef Stuardo and Jill, and you'll see a picture of Eggs Goldstein, and you'll actually be able to see the episode as well. Another thing that I'll tell you about a little bit later. All right, so here we go. What we'll need for Eggs Goldstein is the following. Let's cook this for four people. So we'll need eight eggs. We will need, what I like to do is I like to use a really crusty, really nice sort of earth-style, home-style Italian sort of bread as opposed to the English muffin. So if you can get a really, really nice loaf of a really beautiful sort of thick Italian bread, that will work great. We're going to need, besides the eggs that I just talked about for the poached part of the deal, we're going to also need some eggs for the hollandaise. So we want to make enough hollandaise. So we'll need eight eggs additional. And what we'll be doing is using the yolks for that. Okay, we're going to need about half of a pound of really nice smoked salmon. You can buy a really nice chunk of it. It works really well. A lot of different types of flavors. Then what I want you to also have is about a half of a pound of nice, thin, sliced Nova lox. Now, it's not the cheapest brunch in the world, but it's going to be so worth it. Okay. We're going to need a stick of butter. We're going to need some fresh parsley. We're going to need a lemon. And we're going to need a real hungry appetite to make this thing happen. All right, let's start with the hollandaise. Here's what we do. First of all, we're going to set up the double boiler. And this is the best method that I've found. Get a medium-sized pot, fill it about halfway, well, actually one-third full of water, and bring it to a slow boil. And then get one of those stainless steel mixing bowls, a really nice-sized bowl that will fit right on top of it, and the cave, you know, round part will sort of fit inside the top of the pot. Okay, so go ahead and stick that. And this is going to be your basis of making a hollandaise. Now, as the water comes to a boil, turn it down a little bit. What we're trying to do is create sort of a steam burner, in a sense. We don't want to do this over a flame because the heat will get too much. You can control the steam a little bit. Then you also want to make sure you get a really good hot pad or a really thick towel, because you're going to be holding the bowl above this and you're going to be, you know, using it to stir with. You want to get a really nice medium-sized whisk. That's going to be really important, okay? So get that set up right now. Now, take your eight eggs and separate the yolks from the white. Now, some people like to keep the whites in a little bowl, and you can use that for an omelet for later. I also can use it for meringue or some cooking. So put it in a small jar and stick it in the fridge. It's totally usable for a day or two, and you can come up with all kinds of really good uses so you don't have to waste it. So you separate your yolks and put that in a small little bowl together, okay, just to keep it out of the way. Then I like to get a third of a cup of tea water. And people say, what is tea water? I said, it's the water that you make tea with. But actually, it's just some, you know, a cup of some tea water, boiling water, in a nice Pyrex or sort of a measuring cup, just off to the side, okay? And then, of course, your stick of butter. We're going to need a pinch of cayenne pepper, a pinch of paprika, a little bit of salt, and white pepper mixed together to total a pinch. So, in other words, we're not going to use too much of it. I would say it would be more like a quarter of a teaspoon combined of all those ingredients, okay? And then we're also going to need the juice of one lemon squeezed separately, and make sure that you get the seeds and the pulp out. You just want the pure juice. All right, it's just the science of this. Everything has to happen sort of in a straight line, and once you get started, you need to keep going with this in order to get it to the perfect consistency. What we don't want to do is we don't want to get it too hot, because we don't want to turn this into scrambled eggs. So we're going to be finding our way with the heat. Now, listen, it may take a couple of times to do this, so don't get fretted about it. You know, it's taken me a few times when I first learned how to do this, and sometimes I'd get that little bit of egg cooked a little too much. So I'd reduce the heat, and I'd make sure I use that hot pad to lift the bowl above the boiling water enough so I can control the heat a little bit, okay? And this is also where your tea water comes in, all right? So this is how we're going to do it. Now, we've got a lot to do here, so we're going to go ahead and move pretty quickly with this. We're going to take the bowl. We're going to pour our 8 egg yolks in it, and we're going to start whisking it. Okay, now we're going to take the butter, and we're going to put that in to the bowl at the same time. Now, we're going to take the butter, and what I like to do, which actually works better in most cases, is to pre-melt it. So you can have your melted butter in with the eggs within a couple of seconds of each other. At this point in time, you're over the heat. I want you to start whisking it. You're going to work it in a circle and work it in a circle and keep going, keep going, keep going. And slowly but surely, you're going to see a little bit of thickness happen along the side of the bowl. That's good. When you see that starting to happen, lift the bowl above the water, keep whisking it, and that slight thickening is going to fold itself back into the egg mixture. And you're going to keep this process going until you finally get to the point where it's going to become like thin pancake batter. That's the quality of the hollandaise. It's going to have a beautiful shine to it. When you finally get it to that point, you keep whisking it. I want you to remove it from the heat immediately, okay? Let it sit on the counter. At this point, add a little bit of your lemon juice and a little bit of that pinch of mixture I told you about, cayenne pepper, paprika, white pepper, and a little bit of salt into it. And go ahead and keep stirring it and stirring it. Keep mixing it and keep it off the heat at this point until it thickens up, and just let it sit. Bingo. You got your beautiful hollandaise, your melted butter, your egg yolks, coming to that beautiful consistency, adding the lemon juice and that little bit of spice. And if you look at it carefully, you'll see a little speck of the red of the paprika and the cayenne pepper. It is going to be phenomenal. All right, put that aside. We've got some more stuff to do. At this point in time, I like to use the poached eggs, but some people have used a scramble over the mixture of your eggs benedict. So first of all, take your bread and go ahead and brush it on both sides with a little bit of butter, and go ahead and put that in your toaster oven, or you can put it on a little bit of grill and get it just to the point where the butter melts and everything. Put that on the side. Now, get your water, a small thing of water boiling, and to poach your eggs, go ahead and slowly but surely add a little bit of lemon juice to that water. Some people add a little bit of vinegar, and crack your egg and drop it gently into it. And don't play with it. Just let it happen. Mother Nature will take care of it, and it will start forming a little bit of a circle. Get yourself a slotted spoon. While that's happening, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a tomato and a little bit of onion, chop it up previously, and we're going to saute that a little bit in butter. Get that nice and sauteed while the eggs are poaching. It'll just take a couple of minutes. At this point in time, we have our beautiful ground lox and our smoked salmon. So here's what we do. We take our delicious lox and lay that on a plate, lay it over the toasted bread. One nice couple of slices of lox on each. Beautiful, huh? At this point in time, we're going to take our incredible poached egg, and we're going to very carefully lift it out of the water. Let it drain nicely. And slowly, carefully, put it on top of the lox in that beautiful toasted, crunchy bread. At this point in time, take a spoonful, lightly and simply, of your beautiful tomato and onion mixture. And go ahead and put that a little bit over that poached egg. Is it sounding good so far? And this is my favorite part. Go ahead and take half of the smoked salmon and crumble it over that mixture, just nice at room temperature. So you'll see the steam coming out from the egg, those beautiful toasted sauteed onions and tomatoes, the little pieces and flakes of that smoked salmon over the lox. At this point in time, take a small spoon and put a nice helping of hollandaise over everything. Now, you want to make sure it's not too watery. At this point, if it's sitting a little bit in room temperature, it's thickened up perfectly. Give it a little bit of a stir before you cream it out and pour it over your delicious eggs. Then, take a little bit of the remaining smoked salmon and sprinkle that over the hollandaise sauce just slightly. Give it a little bit of fresh parsley on top. And what I like to do sometimes, believe it or not, is serve it with a slice of lemon. And bingo, you have your incredible, delicious eggs bolzi and something that you never, ever, ever dreamt of. Now think about it. Poached egg yolk, just at the right temperature, that beautiful lox, that buttered, flaky, crusty bread, the little smoky taste of the onions and tomatoes, the additional smoked salmon over that, and that delicious hollandaise that you just learned to make. And you've got eggs goldfish. How do you like that? Not bad, huh? All right, now we got something else to talk about. We're going to do something called eggs alpenglow, same kind of thing. You're going to serve a little bit of fettuccine, maybe that you had left over. So if you don't have any left over, I want you to get a half a pound of fettuccine noodles and cook them in advance. Boil them, make sure they're al dente. Delicious, okay? Put those aside, and this is where the hollandaise will come in again. This is using the fettuccine on the side. When it's cooked, drain it really well. Take a little bit of butter, a little teeny bit of thick cream, just a little bit, put it in a saucepan, and reduce it until it starts thickening. Just a pinch of sugar, a pinch of salt and pepper, and give it a little shake. Now, take a nice bowl, put your fettuccine noodles in that, take your beautiful white sauce or Alfredo that you just made, put a little Parmesan in it as well, and give it a really nice toss. So basically, you made a simple fettuccine Alfredo. At the same time, take your two poached eggs. Once you take the fettuccine and put it on a plate, place your two poached eggs beautifully over the fettuccine Alfredo. Take a drizzle of your hollandaise in a circle. Make a circle around the whole thing. At this point, if you want to put a little bit of fresh tomato or something on it, you can. But here's where the snow comes. Alpenglow is that beautiful red glow that happens off the mountains at sunset. So if you look at a snow-capped peak, this is what we're going to make it look like. We're going to take some really beautiful fresh Parmesan cheese, and we're going to pile it up on top of the eggs and the fettuccine to make sort of a little snowy peak. At that point in time, take a little bit of that mixture, that paprika and cayenne pepper, white pepper, and a little bit of salt, and sprinkle that a little bit over the top. And bingo, you have your eggs alpenglow. You have those beautiful peaks of poached eggs, hollandaise, fresh grated Parmesan cheese with that delicious fettuccine noodle underneath. And trust me, when you take your fork and you break the noodles, you break the egg and it drips over everything and mixes all together, you're going to absolutely love it. And that is called your eggs alpenglow. Pretty good, huh? And that came from the Northwest as well. So we've married our delicious, incredible eggs alpenglow with our phenomenal, incredible eggs poaching, which are really great. Two really good brunch menu items. Now, we want to make something sweet also, so this is what you're going to do. You're going to try to find yourself in a bakery, and lots of bakeries have it right now. If you can't find it, you may want to order it in advance. Sometimes you have to. You want to get a challah bread, which is a Jewish braided egg bread, and you want to get a nice fresh one. This is the basis of it, and we're going to take that challah bread, and we're going to turn it into an incredible stuffed French toast. What we're going to do with the challah bread, so we're going to take it and we're going to cut it into slices about an inch, a little over an inch thick, and do it on the bias. So in other words, instead of directly, perpendicular, you're going to cut it slightly at an angle so the slices become longer. Out of one loaf, you should get about 10 to 11 slices and get that on the side. Now, take three eggs and a third of a cup of whipping cream and mix that together and beat it really, really well. Take a spoonful or a capful even, maybe equals that to a half a teaspoon of vanilla, put it into your mixture right there. Then what I like to take is a third of a cup of orange juice and put that into your egg mixture. Give it a good beating. Now, take a baking pan. Lay all your bread into that baking pan, all your challah bread, and go ahead and pour that egg, orange juice, vanilla extract and cream mixture over everything. Cover it with some saran wrap and stick it in your fridge to be served the next day. You do this the night before. What's going to happen is your incredible French toast is just going to soak up that delicious egg, and when we cook it the next morning, it's going to be phenomenal. Now, I want you to get some ricotta cheese, talking about a half a cup of that. I want you to get a third of a cup of mascarpone and mix that ricotta cheese and mascarpone together with a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg and about a quarter and a half a of a teaspoon of brown sugar and mix that all together. At this point in time, I'm just going to give it a nice whip and get that all prepared. Now, I would like you to get some fresh strawberries, slice about a half a dozen of them up, cube them into quarters, and slowly but surely drain them and fold those into your cream mixture. Now, to top it off, just give it a nice stir, and that's what you're going to have as your mixture. Now, griddle works great. There's two ways to do it. Some people actually like to bake the French toast right in the pan, just the way it is. I don't think that's the best way to do it, but you could do it that way. What I'd like you to do is carefully get a nice griddle set up, a nice frying pan with a little teeny bit of vegetable oil, a little teeny bit of butter, and gently, with a spatula, lift your bread, challah bread, soak carefully into the pan. Don't play with it too much. It's going to be pretty soggy, but if you get it in one shot, it will work. Now, you probably want to cook 3 to 4 pieces at a time. Don't play with it. On a medium heat, let it do its thing for about 3 to 4 minutes. You can lift up one corner till you see a beautiful golden brown color, and carefully take your spatula and turn it over. Okay, you're going to do that really carefully. At this point in time, you take your cream cheese and, I'm sorry, your ricotta cheese and mixture and mascarpone mixture, bring it out to room temperature a little bit in advance, stick it in the microwave if you have one. I don't like to use those very often, but for about 25 seconds, just to give it a little warmth, get the chill out of it. Now, your French toast is going to be done. You're going to take that French toast, beautifully put it on a plate, take a tablespoon of the creamy mixture I just described, and put that from front to back over your French toast. At this point in time, some people like to use a little bit of toasted coconut and some really nice fresh maple syrup, a little bit over that, and finish it off with a few more little strawberries, and you'll have your stuffed overnight challah French toast, something that you'll never forget. Now, there's no reason why you can't make all three of these dishes as a little bit of a special breakfast treat. And you will have your sweet, you will have your savory fettuccine, and you will have your eggs Goldstein. You can make a little bit of each, and I'll tell you, everybody will absolutely love it. You can make it, you know, basically these are all individual things, so you can make them sort of to order and have one course at a time, and it would be incredible. Of course, it always will go good with some really delicious brewed coffee, some fresh squeezed orange juice as an extra. Some people like to do a little bit of melon on the side, something fruity and cold to cleanse your palate. But any way you slice it, any way you do it, you're going to cover the three bases all over the country to be able to have that the French toast challah bread, which is something I discovered down in Florida, and then, of course, back up in Brooklyn, that incredible, delicious, wonderful, wonderful eggs Goldstein, and then take it to the Northwest for your eggs and fettuccine Alpenglow, and you're going to have a meal to remember. All right, now I talked a lot about this stuff. Let me tell you how to get these recipes, and I hope you enjoy this brunch. Please write me at Chef Stuarto, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com. And all you have to do in the subject line is put, brunch bunch, and I will send you the recipes of everything I just described you. And thanks, everybody, for writing in. It's really always exciting to me when I actually check my email, and I got 5 or 6 or last week, 7 or 8 emails from people who are from all over the country who are listening to this little teeny show called Foodomania, which hopefully will grow more and more. And I'm really enjoying it, and I'm really happy that you all have been part of it and helping me make it happen. Now, let me tell you about 1020 Radio. You can go to www.1020radio.net, and that is my incredible website where you can listen to different food things in different parts of the site and join me live on my show there, which is every week, and you'll see the schedule there when you go to that site. And another thing that I want you to do is go to www.k as in k, s as in sam, v as in victory, r, robert.org, www.ksvr.org, and check out that radio station as well, because I have regular shows on that, and you'll see the schedule on the schedule page. And there's also some samples of Kitchen Cuisine on that show, which is my incredible other show, which is I do that with Jill. You can go to Facebook and go to Kitchen Cuisine with Chefstuardo and Jill and like us and become part of our mailing list and be able to get more and more recipes. And we tie all these things together. Blog Talk Radio, Foodomania goes with 1020radio.net for more food stuff and kids' cuisine. Take KSVR, where every Sunday night you can listen to Kitchen Cuisine at 8:30 every Sunday night. And season three starts next week. Our season finale will re-air one more time. This week was Chef Graham Kerr, who I was very happy to do a one-hour special with. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, if you live out of the area, don't fret. Just go to www.live365.com, type in KSVR, and you can hear it wherever you are all over the world. I want to thank you very, very much for listening and joining me for this incredible breakfast and brunch idea today. Remember, have a safe holiday. It's coming up, and I hope people get a chance to really relax and take it easy and just have a day at the races, so to speak, a day to relax and make really, really good food and all that. Don't forget, next week, this show is going to be really exciting. We're going to the world of the desert and the high desert, and we're going to be eating some things that you'd be eating in the desert, including an incredible way to cook cactus. We're going to do some things south of the border. I'm going to tell you how to make the best fresh tortillas that you've ever had in your life. We are going to grill some incredible pork out on mesquite charcoal, and we're going to make handmade simple tortilla tacos with a cactus salad on the side. Incredible stuff. And at the same time, we will do a little bit of ceviche sitting out there in the cold. Sitting out there with a cold, delicious ceviche in the desert. And, of course, most important, that amazing, amazing, tomato, delicious drink, sort of like the real, real vegetable eight drink. That'll be something that you really, really love. Trust me, it's a delicious, beverage and something that will just keep you cool and really for the whole day. So I think it's going to be one heck of a desert feast. So join me for the desert feast next Saturday at 9 o'clock, same time, Blog Talk Radio. I'm looking really forward to it, and it will be something that will be really, really good. Thanks for listening today. I hope to definitely join you next week. Have a good day. Take care. This is Chef Stuardo saying, don't forget, let's eat.
If you need a shoulder to cry on, I hope it will be